I'm driving Angel Castro down a muddy road covered with flooded potholes. He's showing me the neighborhood he lived in during the 90s. It sits just behind a large John Deere store in rural southeast Missouri.
This is one of the trailer parks that that rent to migrant people. And it's not in the greatest shape, you know.
Dozens of trailers and campers sit on lots littered with plastic bottles and food wrappers. Large tires hold down roofs. Siding is falling off the mobile homes, and cracked windows are covered up with plastic. Castro says during growing season, these trailers pack in up to 10 farm workers.
It depends on how many people are staying in the trailer. You know, it's like, I think it's like $120 a month or something, a person.
Castro was born in Mexico but raised in Texas. His family spent summers chasing the watermelon crop from state to state as migrant farm workers. Now he has a job recruiting farm workers' kids to enroll in school programs. Almost three quarters of hired crop farm workers don't actually travel the country following the harvest, according to Department of Agriculture data. Rather than short-term migrants looking for seasonal work, many farm workers are looking for a place to settle.
You know, when we used to travel, you know, we rented some of those trailers too, you know. And I remember my sister used to cry, you know, said, look at the places where we live. My dad said, it's only a month. Just write it out a month and we'll be out of here.
Generally, there are three types of housing options for farm workers: private housing, like the trailers Castro lived in, employee housing provided by a boss, and government-funded housing.
There is a big need across the country, and so there's probably more need than money that we have.
U.S. Rural Housing Administrator Tony Hernandez lends money through a federal program to build farm worker housing.
This is a really effort to make sure people have safe and decent housing and better working conditions, and housing's a major part of that.
Virginia Ruiz is the director of occupational and environmental health of the advocacy group Farmworker Justice. She says farmworkers are often priced out of rural rental markets that lack the resources, infrastructure, or desire to build affordable housing. That can lead to cramped conditions.
It's very stressful. It's easier in overcrowded housing for contagious diseases to spread.
Tuberculosis, pesticide exposure, and viral breakouts are a few of the more common threats facing farm workers living in housing without adequate showers, ventilation, and utilities. Incidents have popped up in rural Iowa and Illinois.
Practically every state has a lack of enforcement.
Moises Loza is the executive director of the Housing Assistance Council. His group works to improve housing conditions in rural areas. He says enforcement on housing codes doesn't happen often enough because of limited resources. And you're not going to hear the tenants raising a fuss about the conditions either. Why?
First of all, they're uninformed about what rights they might have or what codes there are in housing. But even if they did know, they're also afraid of, you know, getting the immigration after them.
None of the residents we spoke to would consent to be recorded. In southeast Missouri, Angel Castro says the trailer park is filling up with farm workers from Central America without options.
You know, when you don't have the money or the means to get somewhere else, you know, buy somewhere else, you know, you have to do what you have to survive, to live.
He says without education or enforcement of housing codes, the living conditions for the tenants who continue to work the fields will linger. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.